Welcome to Christmas at Calvary, the names of God. God, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Christmas begins with God. Before there were lights, shepherds, or songs of angels, before the first star hung over Bethlehem, there was God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Perfect in love, complete in joy, eternal in being. All that we celebrate at Christmas begins not in a manger, but in the mystery of the eternal God who chose to reveal himself through the Word made flesh. The New City Catechism asks, what is God? The answer still stirs the hearts. God is the creator and sustainer of everything and everyone. He is eternal, infinite, and unchangeable in his power and perfection, goodness and glory, wisdom, justice, and truth. Nothing happens except through him and by his will. Stop for a moment and read that again. Eternal, infinite, unchangeable. The truest definition of perfection and power. Everything in this world exists because he spoke it into being. Even Christmas season itself, our celebrations, our gatherings, our songs are held together by his will and sustained by his grace. John begins his gospel with the same grand truth that echoes through creation. In the beginning. It reminds us that Christmas is not the start of Jesus' story, but the unveiling of God's story. The Word who was with God was God. The Word took on flesh to dwell among us. The child wrapped in swaddling cloth is the same God who spoke galaxies into motion. Throughout church history, believers have marveled at this wonder. The early church fathers called it the incarnation, a word that means in the flesh. Augustine wrote that God became what he created so that he might restore to our Creator. The carols we sing echo the same truth. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. In all your preparation this year, the lights, the lists, the laughter, I encourage you to pause and recognize his presence. Christmas is not something that happens apart from him. It happens because of him. Jesus Christ has full authority over the season you are living this year. Do you recognize his will? Do you recognize his work? Do you see him? I pray that you do. As C.S. Lewis wrote in The Last Battle, I have come home at last. This is the real country. I belong here. This is a land I've been looking for all my life, though I never knew it. Come further up, come further in. May this Christmas draw you further into the wonder, beauty, and the glory of God himself.